This time on Wednesdays, we do check in with California Playbook reporter for Politico, Carla Marinucci. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning, Daniel. Good to be with you.
Thanks. Always a pleasure having you on. A lot coming out of the state capitol, just in, of course, obviously in the past few weeks around COVID-19. A lot of it with Governor Newsom, everybody asking when reopening is going to begin.
Yeah, and he at his noon briefing today is supposed to give us a lot more details today on that framework. He's laid out 6 points, but the numbers are not great. I mean, today we saw California's numbers haven't flattened in the curve yet. Yesterday's national numbers were the highest yet with regard to mortality. So we're not over the curve, as Newsom has warned, and he has said that testing is the big deal here in California. And what we're seeing is something kind of hopeful, that public officials here are starting to lift the restrictions on who should get those tests. It used to be very, very restricted to healthcare workers, to seniors, only priority people. Now that's going to be lifted a little bit here in California, and that may be the first state to do so, that asymptomatic people who are working or living in high-risk settings like nursing homes, even some households, are now going to be considered a priority. And Newsom says testing's the key, Daniel. He wants to have 25,000 tests a day done by the end of this month, and looks like we're on track to do that. So for a lot of reasons, California has good news coming out of this compared to many other states, and we're going to know at noon what Newsom's plan is to get the state back to relax some of these restrictions with regard to stay at home.
Another thing that has kind of emerged from this as the economic point person, as you're pointing out at Politico's California Playbook, is Tom Steyer. What's the reasoning behind that?
Yeah. This is a little bit of a controversy here. As you know, Steyer, the billionaire who spent $250 million on a run for the presidency, he has long been a climate change activist and somebody who's opposed to fossil fuels. He has been appointed as the governor's point man on economic issues and to head the governor's task force on getting business back. But business is saying, wait a minute, fossil fuels are an important part of the California economy. And oil companies and related companies employ a lot of people in California. So that's part of the controversy. They're saying, is it going to be Tom Steyer, the activist, or Tom Steyer, the business guy who's going to run this business group? And we got a statement from Steyer last night. He said he's going to do everything possible to make sure every voice is heard and everybody cooperates. And we did hear from folks who said, like the Lieutenant Governor Laney Kunalakis, who said, look, Steyer's a longtime business guy. He knows what he's doing on this front. But this business group is going to be closely watched because California's economy, we're the fifth largest, and it's really been slammed, as we all know. Local businesses, local restaurants, they want to get back, it is true, but they want to do it safely and make sure that this virus doesn't reappear. So California has a big job ahead of it, and this task force is going to start meeting today virtually by phone. So they got a lot on their plate, and people are going to be watching closely to see how they do.
Well, you got to think there's going to be a lot of pushback from the fossil fuel industry, especially with just how oil's been acting the last couple of weeks. Going to be anything back on their heels, just trying to fend off any resistance.
Yeah, absolutely right. And even Tom Steyer just even a couple of days ago tweeted that oil companies are kind of bad companies, and that the reason that the prices dropped so badly is because they're a part of the economy that has been a problem. And of course, a lot of people in California are related to the oil companies, work for the oil companies. There are many union laborers that work in the refineries down in Kern County. So I think more than 10,000 of them is what I was told. So this is no small deal that it's been pointed out to me by some of the labor people that, well, people are still driving their cars and they need gas. So this is not an industry that is a small industry in California, as much as people would like to get rid of fossil fuels. So that's going to be a debate that goes on in that business council and in the future. But first, they feel like they have to tackle the COVID crisis.
What is the latest, just kind of looking at California as a whole, just not necessarily versus, but maybe even cooperatively with the federal government?
Well, this is a big issue. In fact, I thought it was funny that Steve Lopez of the LA Times today has a column that says maybe it's time for California to secede from the union because we're doing things so differently from everybody else.
Oh, that's what
thing.
We need, a civil war.
Yeah. It's like, but, you know, over the weekend we saw President Trump tweet about how he wants to end immigration or he will temporarily end immigration. Of course, California leads the nation in immigration. 27% of us in California are immigrants, so that's no small thing. And then also over the weekend you had Attorney General Barr saying that he might go after governors, look at prosecuting governors who don't reopen fast enough, who maybe the way he put it, endangered people's civil liberties. That looks like another potential, conflict ahead between the state of resistance, California, and the federal government. You know, we've had almost 80 lawsuits with the federal government, and Barr is no stranger to California's challenges on that front. So that could be another area of conflict. Right now, Newsom, of course, is playing all this down and, you know, has a very cooperative tone when he talks about the president in his daily briefings, and we'll see if that changes today. But look for some problems ahead and some rocky roads ahead as Trump pressures the states to open up sooner. And Newsom is saying we're going to do it when we think it's safe and when we think it's not going to cause a resurgence of the virus here in California.
Well, it's certainly not just us. Other states, some of them are pushing back against the Trump administration, and some of them are taking cues from the administration as well to open much sooner.
Carla, that's right.
Carla, thank you very much for your time this morning. Hope you have a great day, Earth Day, nonetheless.
Thank you.
And stay safe, will you?
Okay, you too, Daniel. Thanks so much. Okay, bye.
That is Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook.